It's back to school time in North Carolina and across the country, and teachers and parents are realizing some children could use some help with the simplest of social skills, like greeting a stranger or carrying on some casual conversation. The National Association of School Psychologists now includes training in their recommended curriculum. In the past, social skills training was exclusively used for students with diagnosed problems such as autism. But Raleigh therapist Kristen Wynn says more children now need basic training on how to relate to others.
As a result of that, sometimes parents aren't teaching their children some of the social skills that perhaps a few generations back it was just natural to teach your kids.
Wynn uses social skills training and individual therapy sessions and even hosts social skills camps during the summer months. There are also programs available commercially that offer multimedia lessons for children to help them improve social interaction. One such program, Boost Kids, has seen their sales double in the last year as parents and educators become more aware of the problem. Boost Kids founder Rob Heller created the program 6 years ago when he realized his preteen son was in need of some social education.
To me, it's life's most important lessons. And the interesting thing, these things can be taught. I mean, certainly they come more natural to some kids, but at the same time, these are things that can be taught.
Social skills training also includes concepts like how to resolve conflict. The National Association of School Psychologists maintains that improving social skills also improves school safety. For the Public News Service, I'm Stephanie Carson.